And then my mother taught school out on Sweetwater in a little one-room log cabin. And we lived in it. It was a school and everything out there. So
you lived in it, huh?
Uh-huh. Us girls lived with her.
We lived over the highway. Our boys went
Oh, yes. And when we lived over here, Long Hill, South Acre, we had a Spartan trailer, one-bedroom trailer. And when we moved an old house from Waltman down over the sagebrush, 4 miles, Daddy and Gib did. And then we used the Spartan trailer for a schoolhouse and our three oldest boys. We had the teacher stay. And one teacher drove back and forth 50 miles to Casper every day. But it was just for our kids.
Is that how they did it generally in the old days, is they'd have people stay?
Uh-huh, yes, the teacher would stay. You'd have a teacher eating, you'd feed her. You know,
that was better than like our granddaughter has to ride 50 miles.
50 in, miles in to the, school to and 50 school, miles 50 back.
50 miles back every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she's done that all through junior high and high school. I guess they do their homework while they're driving. Well, you know, it's pretty hard.
Sometimes, or else she stays up late because she has to catch the bus between 5:30 and 6.
And everyone in the morning here does that?
Mm-hmm.
They ship them all the way into Casper?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I was on the school board, I fought that thing, and they never got it. All they wanted was money on this district. They didn't care a damn thing about the kids. See, we had money in this district that we could send those kids any place they wanted to. If they wanted to go to military school, that was fine. We could send them there cheaper than we could go to high school. We didn't have that many. But Casper wanted our money out of their district. They finally got it.
In the old days, they used to send a lot of kids away from military school?
Or? Oh,
well,
yes.
If they wanted to.
If they wanted to.
They go to Riverton, they go to Casper. We pay them tuition in there to go
but
to Casper.
But the ranches had their own little schools, too.
Oh, yeah.